Sundays, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump just welcomed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House. They're sure to discuss the ceasefire with Hamas. CBS's Chris Livsay is in Tel Aviv.
Here in Israel, the families and most of society at large are desperate to see more hostages released, many of them crediting Trump for making this deal possible.
The FBI has handed the Justice Department a list of all 5,000 bureau members who helped investigate President Trump. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports some FBI agents are suing over that list.
The suit says the agents fear the purpose is to identify them to be terminated or suffer other adverse employment action.
In a party line vote, the Senate Finance Committee has advanced RFK Jr.'s nomination for health secretary to the full Senate. Georgia Democrat Raphael Warnock called Kennedy unqualified.
The last thing we need is a dilettante dabbling in conspiracy theories at HHS.
Tulsi Gabbard's nomination for intelligence chief also advanced. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. It's Flood Insurance Awareness Week in Wisconsin, a time to take a good look at the importance of the increasing risk and appropriate coverage needed. Brittany Merlot has more.
Flood insurance is an important tool to prevent financial vulnerability from flooding, and most homeowners and renters insurance policies do not cover flood damage. All it takes is 1 inch of water to cause around $25,000 in damage, and this can be devastating if you don't have the right insurance. And Wisconsinites are eligible to purchase federal flood insurance, even for properties not in designated special flood hazard areas. On average, 40% of National Flood Insurance Program claims happen outside of those zones. Homeowners and renters can purchase a private flood insurance policy to protect their homes and belongings if your agent sells flood coverage. Otherwise, visit floodsmart.gov to learn more. And there's usually a 30-day waiting period before NFIP policies go into effect. So signing up now ensures that you'll have coverage by the time the spring showers start to hit the state.
There's a primary election coming up on February 18th for state superintendent of public instruction and some local races. The ballots that were initially mailed out for the primary election in the town of Rome have an error on them. New ballots will be sent out today with the correct information. In the section for town board supervisor, it should say, "Vote for not more than two." If you received a ballot in the mail and it does not state type B on the ballot below the ward numbers, please throw away that ballot. If you've already filled it out and sent it back, it will be processed on election day. If both ballots are returned, the ballot with type B will be counted and the other ballot will be rejected. If you have questions, you can reach out to the clerk in the town of Rome. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks lose in OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost their fourth game in a row, this time in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. The final 125-96. Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez all sitting out with some injuries. That meant more playing time for backups like veteran Pat Connaughton.
I think for us tonight, we didn't do a great job of taking care of the basketball on offense, right? We didn't do a great job of keeping out of the lane on defense. You know, when you look back at the game that we played them in Las Vegas, we did a good job of making some of those twos hard.
College hoops, Marquette falls in the rankings to number 11 after losing to UConn at home over the weekend. They're at St. John tonight. The Badgers now rank 21st. They host Indiana tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, at the Super Bowl opening night, Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco asked what's his favorite song they play at Arrowhead Stadium.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Yeah.
That's the Chiefs' Isaiah Pacheco. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and quite chilly today. High temperatures will only reach the mid-teens with feisty winds, which is knocking us back to feeling 10 to 15 degrees cooler. They ease overnight tonight, we slide to the single digits, and with temperatures a little warmer tomorrow, we are looking at light snow moving in by night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as our friend Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio is along with Trigny Olson of the Lincoln Project, and we'll take on what's worse involving the dreaded self-checkout. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this February 4th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and welcoming into the studio our good friend, Aaron Hess, MS Branch Executive Director of our Southwood County YMCA. Aaron, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Always good to talk with you. We want to send a gigantic shout-out to our friends at Tri-City Services as well, sponsoring this segment. We greatly appreciate them doing that. Aaron, how have things been over at the Y?
Good. Busy.
Yeah.
It's our New Year busyness that's still underway, and actually it's a great thing. So many new faces, or even some faces that we just haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
So you know how it is. You know, January comes around, you're like, hey, this is going to be a better year, and I'm going to make it a better year. And
yeah. And some people are able to stick with it, and some are, you know, come back here and there and everything. But all are welcome at the Y, and all are. There's a lot of help for people over there at the Y when it comes to those things too. If you want it, you know, reaching out, and the staff and different people there are always anxious to help out any way they can.
Absolutely.
And we're all friends over there. And to that point, it is Friend Week. The Friend Week's coming up.
Yeah. Okay. So February 10th through the 14th. This is a new promotion. We haven't done this one in the past. So some of you new about our January promotion. Maybe you missed out on that, or maybe you chose not to take advantage of it. Maybe February is a different month now. So the 10th through the 14th, our members, so if one of our members refers a friend as a member, you're not going to get charged your March fee for membership. So you get a free month. Now, if you're the friend that gets referred, then you don't pay anything until March. So we're waiving the rest of the prorated fees for February. We're waiving the joiner's fee. So you get essentially the 10th through the 28th at no cost. And then March would be your first payment.
Aaron, you know how much I care about the Y. I really do appreciate you guys over there and everything. We pre-record these. Are you sure you want to go forward with that? Are you sure that is a really cool idea? That is a really sweet deal right there.
Yeah. And I got a little bit of a shout out. A good number of you know that we are in Interim right now. And so we're working with the Stevens Point Y CEO. And they have some new ideas of offerings that we could do. And so we decided, hey, this sounds like a great opportunity for Southwood County to offer as well. So let's see how it goes.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the things too that can not only help with not only attendance and all the other things at the Y and stuff, the people doing this, yeah, there's people out there that they like to go to the Y or like to work out maybe on their own. But a lot of people, especially a lot of people that I know growing up, need an accountability buddy or something similar to that.
Yeah.
And here's a great way of doing that. There's so many of us that have great intentions, really want to, but just need a little push maybe or need a little bit of incentive sometimes. This can be that too.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know, you know, when I joined the Y in 1998, I was a member. I wasn't working for the Y. And I would go in, kind of do my own thing, and then leave. And then you start making friends because I was new to the area. So you start making friends, and then you start, you know, all of a sudden you have this accountability. If I don't show up to work out, I'm getting a phone call.
Yep.
Hey, where were you today? I know this is your goal. Let's get there. So whether it's a friend in that sense or whether it's accountability, maybe through group fitness classes or even personal training, you name it, there's opportunities.
And I think another good note about this, too, is we all know people or have known people that are looking for something to do or look, yep. you know, especially, you know, in rural communities are filled with people. There's nothing to do around here. You know, everybody's heard it before or something like that. Here you go. Here is something to do right away. And what to do? Well, you take your pick because there is so much to do at the Y. There are so many different activities and events, whether you're just looking for something fun or you want to get a workout in or just a light workout or you go swimming. All the above, it's available for you at the Y, and you get this added bonus with this promo.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
What are the dates for this again, Ann?
February 10th through the 14th.
And if I'm going there and I want to, you know, recommend my dad or something like that, do I just talk to the front desk? Is that how that kind of works out?
Or? Yep. So if you're a member and you want to refer a friend, you'll stop at the desk and they'll fill out the form so that way they get your name. That way you get credit, and then they'll write down your friend's name or relative or whoever, and that way that person, we make sure that that person coming in gets the rest of February at no cost, and we waive that joiner's fee.
And
so it's a win-win.
It is a real win-win. find out more at their website, swcymca.org, and be sure to follow them on social media. We'll give you more details before we wrap up. The Water Warrior Swim Pro Group. That I just saw that title and immediately got excited. It sounds like a lot of fun. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So some people are familiar with like master swim programs, and we're doing something similar to that. So Julia DeGroot is our aquatics director, and she has a pretty extensive background in competitive swimming. And we know that we have some members and non-members that are maybe call themselves recreational swimmers. They like to be in the lap pool and swim laps. And what this program does is it helps challenge cardio endurance. So Julia's working on the sets and, you know, how fast they swim and how long they swim, all that good stuff. And then she's also targeting their technique. So we clean up some of the strokes so that their swimming becomes more efficient. And the next thing you know, they feel like they're not having to work as hard, but yet they're going faster. And this is the wonderful thing about water. You know, as a former swim team coach myself, you can't fight with the water and win. You will always lose. And so learning how to, you know, learning your entrance, learning how to kick, learning all these fundamentals, becoming friends with the water is such a huge help and a huge advantage.
Yeah.
So this is Julia's opportunity to kind of, you know, share some of her strategies and techniques and tips in the pool with the swimming, challenge people with their cardio. And then, you know, who knows? Someone coming out of this program may decide that they want to compete as a master swimmer, or maybe they want to stick with this program. And
journalistically, I appreciate you mentioning being a former swim coach, Aaron. Journalistically, I will mention I am a Pisces. I am part fish, so we both love the water.
I'm a Pisces.
Are you too? Awesome. Yeah. Wow, that's great. No, seriousness. You know, when I first moved to this area, swimming was really big, especially with young people and in high school at Lincoln and everything. And it faded a little bit here, but we're seeing a real rise of it come back. I'd say in the last 4 or 5 years, we've had on the Kraken's coach and talked about the young that swim team in the area and some of that. And we've certainly spoke with members of the Y over years about the importance of kids knowing how to swim and how important that is with spring, summer. It ain't that far away. We're going to talk more about that in a moment. Having these kids, especially these young kids, these young swimmers, having that already taken care of before spring even hits, before we even get the warmer temperatures, they already know how to swim. The reassurance of that for parents, you can't even put into words.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, okay, where we're sitting right now, if I stand up, I can see the river. Mm-hmm. You know, this community has water everywhere.
Yeah.
And so it's so important, whether you're a child, whether you're an adult. I mean, the nice thing with this program is that you can have young through old. I mean, pretty much any age can really participate in this because you can't go wrong learning to be a stronger swimmer.
Yeah.
You just can't go wrong.
Yeah.
And there's such a great exercise.
Yes.
Oh, you could tell if you tell me that you had knee replacement, great, let's get in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
I fractured my ankle and tore my ACL and MCL in high school, and it was one of the first things they recommended was getting into the pool. And you know, once I was able to and everything.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun. It's so much fun swimming and all these activities. It is a great fun. If people want to learn more about the Water Warrior Swim Group, go send them to the website.
Yep, you can go to the website. We just put out a Facebook post for this program again. So if you've liked or follow our Facebook page, you'll find it there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't worry. I get tongue-tied every second. It just got a little bit warmer in here, Aaron, because Camp Early Bird registration is around the corner. It makes me feel warm up a little bit just thinking about camp.
Yeah, we're super excited. So Baxter is, again, he's our camp director. So it'll be his second year as our camp director. And we're just looking forward to see camp continue to grow. And, you know, last year we had such great turnout with youth, and this year, you know, we don't expect anything less, in fact, more. And this year, if you register before March 31st, it's $10 off per week that you register for. So that there's a little bit of a bonus and that you can get a little bit of a savings there. And, you know, as a parent or a guardian, it allows you to really kind of start planning your summer out.
Yeah, great point.
We know summers fill up really fast. It's amazing. So this way you can help plan that out. And I know for camp, for so many families, it's an opportunity. It's a fun opportunity for your kid to have exceptional care, great adventures, while you still have to go to work.
Yeah.
So if you're in that position where you're working and you need that childcare option, and you know that your kids would appreciate just the new adventures every single day, this is a great opportunity.
This is the extra mile that the Y does in our communities, certainly in our own here, but really across the country, the YMCAs do these things. But I don't think most of us expect the YMCA to, well, this is on your job requirements or something, but the Y does this stuff left and right. I always think it's really noteworthy. And our local Ys understand what child care is in our country and in this state in particular. So bringing that up, I think, is key and really helpful. Also should be noted, too, how much fun this is and how exciting. Every year Baxter is in and I get envious. It's one of the few things I get envious about in life. I'm not an envious person, but I hear this stuff and I'm like, man, I wish I was a kid again. I wish I could do this stuff. Yeah. It sounds so much fun.
Yeah.
It's a great time and a safe, good time too for your kids, which can't be taken lightly this day and age. Mm-hmm. It's really unique opportunity. Are there requirements that parents should know now that they can prepare for when it comes to camp time and being able to sign up for camp?
Yeah. So when you sign up for camp, so when you reach out for information and whatnot, we have a parent packet that goes through, you know, what we need, information that we need for each child so that we're better prepared. You know, of course, first thing that comes to mind is allergies. We need to know all of that. Yeah. The exciting thing for this year is that we're partnering with the Boys and Girls Club. So we're going to be able to provide breakfast and lunch for all these campers.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is, it's just a great opportunity. So you're not going to have to worry about packing your kids' cold lunch or whatnot. We'll take care of that. And then, you know, and the funny thing for me is I don't think most people in the area even know that camp is there. Mm-hmm. It's literally hidden in the woods. You just go past Walmart, cross the bridge, take a right, and it's hidden. It's a hidden treasure. It's 33 acres of woods and cabins and fantastic beach area right on Lake Nepco. It's beautiful. It's like you're so close to town, but yet you have no idea once you're on property that you're that close to town.
I remember, I think it was in like sixth grade, we had a field trip there. It's the only time I've been there, but we had a field trip. And I remember being there and not thinking, where are we? I didn't know the area very well. So I thought we were in a completely different town. You're so right about that. And it's this wonderful treasure that's right there that we can take advantage of and have our kids enjoy and everything. And when you touched on this before, and I do think it is noteworthy that as adults and especially as parents, we worry more and more about kids having social activities, having opportunities to be social, learn social skills, make new friends, meet kids from different, you know, areas or all of the above. And camp is used to be and still is here, but the tradition of it is not as what it used to be. And I love the idea of it coming back. I'm seeing more and more, I would say in the last couple of years especially, seeing more and more parents like wanting to do this, wanting to have their kids involved with it. And oddly, or maybe not, many parents like me that didn't grow up with camp, but see the power of it and like, well, I was a knucklehead, so this would have helped me out a lot. So they're seeing a lot of that and everything, and that's really encouraging to see. Again, all the positives to this, and it's right around the corner. You can get you can start making plans for it right now, everybody.
Absolutely. If you want to see your kid, or if you want to hear your kid at the end of the night say that they didn't miss their cell phone or their tablet or whatnot, camp is a great place. Because that's, you know, I know Baxter has said this many times, where he just gets a lot of joy out of kids feeling comfortable letting the electronic device go off to the side while they go off into the woods and just have these great explorations and whatnot. So.
We're speaking with Aaron Hess, Branch Executive Director of Southland County YMCA, and a big thank you to Tri-City Services sponsoring this. Family night is right around the corner, and it's on the 14th. It's on Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. So if you're, especially, you know, if you're a family and you're looking for something fun to do with your kids, we are going to have, we have open swim in the recreational pool. We're going to have some fun games in the gymnasium. Just some fun activities that are going to be available for you. If you're a non-member, you're not a member of the Y, it's just $5. You know, $5, come on in, use the Y, you know, have fun in the gym and the pool and whatnot. Have a great time with your kids. We want this to be an opportunity for anyone in the community, and we don't want this to be, you know, a financial hit. So, you know, if you're a non-member, it's only $5 for your entire family.
You know, and if you've been listening for the entire hour, everybody, thank you. And you may notice a theme there, whether we're talking to Historic Point Boss and their prices being what they are and being affordable for the community. And our YMCA, and we'll talk more about this before we wrap up, but our Y goes above and beyond when it comes to that. Got to keep the lights on. We got to keep people, you know, employed and all that. But more importantly to the Y, it's getting people in the building. It's getting people a part of these events, whether it is the family night or some of the other things we've talked about over the years. It's so important. I have such a high respect for that in this day and age, especially. And it really notes how important it is to attend these events when you can and support our Y and show them that we appreciate the work that's being done. And a fun night like this makes it really easy to do that, Aaron. It makes it really easy to show you guys support and everything when you're having a fun thing like this lined up. There's a lot of couples out there and a lot of families out there that may not necessarily, you know, you got kids, you got a lot of things going on, work week. You don't really get to, you know, have a romantic night like you might have wanted to or something like that. Yeah. This is a great way, I think, of mixing worlds, of being able to have some of that while also making sure the kids are entertained. And you were adults. You got out of the house. You did something. That means something nowadays, especially the older you get. It means more and more. It's a literal win when you get yourself to go out and do things. As much fun as this is for the kids, you can also feel good from it and make plans for a family night.
And let's say you don't have kids but you want a date night anyway.
Yes,
what better way to work, you know, to have a date night than go work out, then go wherever you want to go. I don't know.
One of the best Valentine's days I ever had was very similar to this. And that's what we did. We went to a gym and worked out and everything. Yeah, we had a good time. I will say, as great as all of this is, too, again, the affordability of it, too, and nowadays where you're looking at some other things you could do where this one is not only really affordable, but say you're not a member of the Y and you have been thinking about checking it out. Here's a great opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah. Whether it's just for yourself, whether it's you and another person or whether it's a family, you know, it's $5. For the Y, you know, we're calling it family night because we understand we need to have more options for families in our area. You know, one other thing that we opened up the Adventure Center, which is our drop-in facility for Child Watch and whatnot. But again, you know, it's an opportunity for families to go in that space. Kids can have a fun time playing on the slides and all the toys and whatnot that's in there. But again, you know, understanding this area, you know, needs more opportunities for families to come together and have a good time together. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as a Y, we're trying to do a much better job at recognizing that and mm-hmm. figuring out where we fit in and what options we can offer that works for the Y and, of course, for our people.
Well said. Yeah. And it's very noteworthy and noticeable that you guys are doing that. Aaron, wanted to take a moment to talk about senior options over there, too. We've been talking a lot about kids and families. Want to make sure to cover that as well a little.
Yeah, absolutely. So a few options that we have for our seniors. You know, as we get older, we need to move. We need to keep moving. You know, sitting is pretty detrimental with health and whatnot. Anyway, but we also know that you need to have fun. So sometimes, you know, maybe we forget we have some programs for seniors, and, you know, we have our Forever Fit program and our Active Older Adult group. Those are both group exercise classes where, you know, as a member, it's free. As a non-member, you pay for a day pass or whatnot. And it's the ability to have these low-impact workouts. You're moving, you're getting some great range of motion. And the best part, you're with your friends, yeah. you're having fun with each other, mm-hmm. you're laughing and you're smiling. So that's always a great one. And then our Forever Well group, which is 55 plus, they meet every Monday at 11:15 a.m. in our teaching kitchen. They always have to have popcorn. They always have to have coffee. And there's usually other treats involved. Mm. So, and with this one, really you're getting together and you're having a good time. It's simply a social activity. So if you're looking for that opportunity to socialize, perfect.
I love that program. That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, that is a really cool idea.
I am 4 years away from that.
I'm not too much farther from that than you. I'm pretty close myself. So that's good to know. We'll keep that program around for a while here. We'll keep that going. Yeah. That's a really cool option. And speaking of options, wrapping up, talking a little MFAs with you.
Yeah, we always like to talk about our MFA program Membership for All. Again, this is our opportunity to make sure that anyone who wants to be a member of the Y can. Finance should not be a deterrent, should not be a barrier. So, you know, our program is so streamlined now where you come in, you give us your name, your address, we're able to look it up and see where you land on our scholarship line. You don't have to bring financial information in. You just have a nice conversation with our staff. We figure it out right there at the desk. And again, we are so happy to do this. So regardless, if you've been on our Membership for All program for 1 month, 1 year, 10 years, doesn't matter. We want this to always be an option for this community because really that's what the Y is about. We like to say we're not just a gym and swim, but we are here for the community, regardless of income, regardless of, you know, where you're mm-hmm. at in the social class or anything like that.
Yeah. I like to think of the Y similar to our library. It's the great equalizer in our community. Everybody is treated the same. Everybody Absolutely. Is welcome.
Yep.
It's such a great resource. And just a reminder to everybody, that building ain't that old. I mean, it's still pretty brand new over there. It is sparkling. It is just, it's been years and I pass it every day and it's yet to get boring to me. Like every time I look at it, it's a beauty. I want to keep it filled, keep it with people, mm-hmm. and we're able to do that with all of these amazing programs. Aaron, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're always welcome to give us a call at the Y. Our line is 715-818-9622. You're always welcome. Check out our website, swcymca.org. And we also have our Facebook page, which we try to update pretty regularly. I have not gotten into TikTok yet or what's the other stuff?
I don't know. I'm just as old. I don't know. But we'll ask the younger people. We'll find out. But you can find them on all social media, really. And again, the Facebook page is a great way to not only keep up to date, but maybe share some things that they do and other people on your timeline might see them that wouldn't otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And find out more at swcymca.org. Aaron, thank you so much for the time and what you guys and your staff put into the community. Say hi everybody for us.
We will. I will. Thank you.
Looking forward to talking again soon.
Yeah.
And do want to say a thank you again to Tri-City Services sponsoring the segment. We appreciate them. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin department store Kohl's is cutting jobs at corporate headquarters. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The Menominee Falls-based retailer announced they're laying off 10% of that workforce. The company says it's trying to improve efficiency and achieve long-term profitability. About 4,000 people work in the corporate office, so about 400 positions will be eliminated.
Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and a bipartisan group of lawmakers have introduced legislation to protect AM radio. The bill would require automakers to continue making AM radio accessible at no additional cost to consumers. The lawmakers say AM radio is a crucial service, especially for farmers who use it to receive critical emergency information and local news. Thursday, February 13th is the last day for most voters to request an absentee ballot by mail, online, email, or fax for the February 18th spring primary. In practical terms, though, that results in an unrealistic time frame for the voter to receive the ballot, complete it, and return it to their clerk by election day. Voters who still need to request an absentee ballot by mail should act immediately, said Megan Wolf, administrator of the WEC and the state's chief election official. Registered voters can make their requests online at myvote.wi.gov. Voters faced with tight deadlines for absentee voting by mail have the option of using the in-person absentee voter process between February 4th and February 16th. Check with your local clerk to confirm the process. Wakely's Winter Feast will be Saturday, February 15th at the Nakusa Community Center. The gathering starts at 4, with dinner beginning at 4:50. The meal will consist of donated wild game and two domestic meats. You can purchase tickets for $20 in advance or $25 at the door. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jimmy Carter may officially never have held the title of artist, unless you count making The Way You Live Your Life absolute artistry. The former president, who passed away in December, was honored with his fourth Grammy for his audiobook, The Last Sunday in Plains, a centennial celebration. Fourth Grammy, and he wasn't even in the biz. I need to start doing more. Ye, formerly known as Kanye, and his wife, Bianca Censori, who might be AI personified, were unaware there was a dress code at the Grammys. Ye and his best girl were trying to sneak in under the radar and not attract any attention, and didn't until Bianca dropped her coat, revealing she was wearing nothing, or a sheer mini dress that hid nothing. Apparently all her pantsuits were in the wash. A quick Google search will reveal that she shouldn't have even bothered wearing said sheer mini dress, which is the same thing I wore for the Grammys, but I was watching from my own home. She's a cute girl. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and quite chilly today. High temperatures will only reach the mid-teens with feisty winds, which is knocking us back to feeling 10 to 15 degrees cooler. They ease overnight tonight. We slide to the single digits. And with temperatures a little warmer tomorrow, we are looking at light snow moving in by night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
The Southwood County YMCA has two locations to serve the surrounding communities, Wisconsin Rapids and Adams Friendship. Members can enjoy a full-size gym featuring three cross courts, five pickleball courts, a volleyball court, a six-lane lap pool, rock climbing facilities, basketball hoops, and so much more. The YMCA also offers a variety of educational family classes promoting health and wellness for everyone. To learn more, visit swcymca.org and listen to their segment on WFHR's Midday Magazine on the first Tuesday of every month at 4:30 p.m. A special thanks to Tri-City Services, which has been serving Wisconsin Rapids residents' refrigeration, heating, and air conditioning needs for nearly 80 years. They handle oil or gas furnaces, water heaters, and air conditioning systems. And be sure to ask about their indoor air quality package, which includes duct cleaning, a humidifier, and a UV light fixture that helps neutralize pollen, dust, and other pollutants. If you're in need of a professional quality HVAC contractor, call Tri-City, 715-423-5840, or visit calltricity.com. And don't forget to tune in for Southwood County YMCA on WFHR's Midday Magazine.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me this week as we talk to my friend and national figure Adam Kinzinger in what will be certain to be an incredible conversation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, February 4th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today, we're going to talk to Aaron Hess, Branch Executive Director of the Southwood County YMCA. Looking forward to talking to Aaron a little bit later. Right now, some of my favorite people to talk to, some of our favorite people to have on the show. We got our friends from the Historic Point Boss, Mike Kittner, Tom Bremner with us. Guys, how you doing?
Yes, great. Good morning to James and everybody in WFHR land.
Got very excited to talk with you guys. We're talking history, and we're talking about one of the, more fun events that you guys do, and they're all great, what you guys host over there. This one's so unique, and I don't know anything like this in the area. It's a really fun event. We're going to talk about Wakely's Winter Feast today.
Mm-hmm. And it's, we were just looking at some old tickets, and 2015, and of course, I think it was at Knights of Columbus at that time, it was $15. Today it's only $20, and look at, 10 years, what the price of increase of everything. So a $20 meal with all you can eat with a buffet that never stops. It's literally, Tom, would you say 24 feet long?
Yes, yeah, it is.
24 foot long buffet there that, and we even like to, encourage people, if we got some left, take it home with you, because we can't use it again. So we pass it on to the people that participate and attend the event. So it's a great event. Probably we've been going almost 40 years. This is probably 38, 37 years old.
I think 89 probably.
I was trying to look it up, and I was trying to see.
Started at the Beer and Community Hall, of course, which is long gone, and then went to Knights of Columbus, and the reiteration, now we go to Nacoosa Community Center, which, great facility,
and
been a kind of nice, kind of movement across different places that we've went, and everybody's been exceptionally kind to us and helped us out in those different venues that we were at over the years. So,
for those that aren't familiar with the event, let's let them know what this awesome event is all about.
It's about food and music and fellowship, and it's basically realistically, hopefully it's a fundraiser, because there's a lot of time and effort goes into this, and we're working there from Friday morning till Saturday night late, so 2 days in a row, and of course all the prep time, and Tom and I and the committee has met at least twice. He's met a couple times with some of the people intimately involved with it a couple times, and so so it's basically wild game and domestic food and all the trimmings with music. Don and Ann Pollock and a friend of theirs, Steve, will play bass. And the three of them are going to be there and play music before and a little bit during, a little bit after. We got lots of raffle baskets. We got silent auction items, lots of good things. And a lot of the things are from the site, one of the silent auction items. Johan, one of our workers down there consistently for many, many years, does carving with bowls and everything like that, and turning of bowls. And so he makes them out of the trees on the site. So it's kind of unique in a sense. And then people can go home with those at a reasonable price. So Well, we look forward to people coming out and joining us on February 15th at Nakusa Community Center.
Like so much of what we do over there at the Historic Point Bus, it's a celebration of the past while planning for the future and having a better future. And to the point of the fundraising aspect of this, you're not only going to have a great meal, be entertained by some great music, and maybe get yourself one of these raffle prizes or something, but know that whatever you're spending, you're putting back into the community and helping keep the history alive over there at Historic Point Bus. And not just for us, but for the younger people out there that are going to grow up in this area and be able to take some pride in this work, and maybe even setting a standard for those young people when they take over these jobs from us and everything.
Yeah. And we James, talking about younger people, we have the Wittenberg 4-H group help us, and usually about 10 or 12 young folks and their parents, and they come out and wait tables and take things off the tables and help out cleaning up and everything like that. And there's a young group that has been involved with us probably for 15 years now, Wittenberg 4-H, and a shout out to Peggy Wetstein and her group for all their help for all these years. And they come out willing, and the girls especially like dressing up, and we have a lot of extra costumes at our site, and so we bring those along, and the girls like dressing up on them, and that's kind of a fun night just for them.
Yeah.
We will have, we should say, also a little bit of dancing afterwards. We had a request for it. We did it for years and years, and then kind of fell out of we didn't have a caller, I guess. It was the main problem. But we're going to have, when the evening's just about wrapped up, we're going to have at least a broom dance and a Virginia reel and a waltz or something like that that'll be called, and it'll be enjoyable for those that want to stick on and enjoy some of the dancing and the festivities.
What will the meal consist of? What kind of food are we talking about here, Tom?
Well, it's a variety, and we try to make it different each year. We'll start out at 4 o'clock with just some snacks, some hot apple cider, that sort of get together.
Yeah.
You know, meet your new friend you haven't met yet, kind of thing.
Yes, exactly.
We're going to do, we start out with vegetables, with corn. I don't know how to, a corn casserole, that's what we're going to call
it. Yeah, it's good. Yeah,
one of the members is making it, and we're assured that it's excellent, so we're going to do that. Stewed tomatoes, sauerkraut. Mr. Wakely himself makes sauerkraut at the site in the fall. Works in the crock all fall, and we serve it here.
Yeah, and then also those tomatoes you talked, Tom talked about, stewed tomatoes from our garden at the site.
Oh,
so.
Nice.
They've been really, really good about that stuff. Mm. We're also doing something different this year, kind of a, I think it's sort of Eastern European, but it's sort of a cooked cabbage and noodles kind of casserole to... We're trying to do different stuff each year, and it's hard to come up with, you know, oh, I had that last year. No, we're trying to do this different.
Yeah.
Homemade baked beans with beans growing again in the garden. Not all of them, because the crop wasn't quite that good. But
yeah, there's at least, I helped to shuck them, so I kind of know a little bit about it. I think there's at least about a gallon of our own beans
in there. So that's
dried in a dried form, so that makes probably 2-3 gallons.
Right. So we're doing real well at those. We're all this year, just to be really different, we're doing shepherd's pie. And we're doing it with lamb.
Oh.
Which is very, very traditional.
Yeah.
We were gifted a lamb. A good sized, anything under a year is a lamb, so it's a good sized animal.
Tom can tell you about the wrestling match him and Mark had with the lamb.
yeah, that was, they're not cuddly domestic animals.
Yeah.
They don't like this idea of going with you.
You don't judge a book by its cover with those things.
No, they will butt you.
Yeah.
But we prevailed.
Right.
But we're going to do the shepherd's pie. We've done hunter's pie off and on for years, which is the venison or whatever. But this is the real honest-to-goodness one. We're doing venison cabbage rolls, which has been a hit for a long time. We're doing raccoon ragu, which is a tomato noodle and shredded raccoon. Raccoon is much like pork when you eat it. It's if you had to say, well, it's not chicken, that's for sure.
Sure.
Well, that's what it tastes like. We're also doing a roasted raccoon with apples and onions, much like you would a roast pork.
That sounds good.
That is good. Yeah. That's going to be a dandy. We're doing one that we've done several times is beaver with mushroom and wild rice. Kind of a casserole again. That's a good savory dish. And then this year, brand new, for the very first time, we're going to have squirrel. We've done rabbit and other muskrat. We do it kind of like a la king, you know, over a biscuit kind of thing, which is very traditional. But this year we were, one of the members has an uncle who loves the squirrel hunt. And we were the beneficiary of, I don't know how many exactly. He told me just yesterday when I talked to him, I got a couple more, he said. So we'll see how that goes, but there's going to be a bunch. By the way, two U.S. presidents, their favorite food was squirrel. Chester A. Arthur and William Henry Harrison, both.
Wow.
I was reading an article that said something about the favorite food of each of the 40 whatever number of presidents there are, what was their favorite, and two of them said squirrel was theirs. So I'm going, yep, that's good.
That's interesting.
That's historic.
Yeah, I like it. Nice.
then we're going to get into the more domestic stuff. We're going to do our dressing again like we always did. We're doing roasted potatoes with onions and peppers. You're already doing mashed on the shepherd's pie, so we're going to do a roasted, which I like better anyway. but we're going to have gravy. You got to have gravy on your dressing.
Yeah.
We're doing ham and roast chicken as we always have, and then we're going to do a carving station with leg of lamb.
That's a good idea.
And our chef is going to. He says I know how to cook it. He says I'll get it to the. You don't cook it well done. It's you kind of. I'm with him. I've only eaten lamb a couple times in my life, so I'm really looking forward to this.
Oh yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
it's good stuff.
We had a sample at one of the meetings. Took a small portion and cooked it up. You know, and, ooh.
We had a little Greek town near us where we used to live and everything, and it's a big meat with that culture and stuff. So I had a lot of growing up. It's good stuff.
Yeah. And then we're going to do coleslaw, cranberry relish, rolls, pickles, applesauce, you know, all that stuff that you need to make it all go.
Yeah.
And then we're doing bread pudding and cranberry cake for dessert, both with butter sauce, with the hot butter sauce. And if that don't fill you up, we ain't gonna.
I don't know what will if it doesn't. Especially for that price, you are not going to find a better deal, a better meal for that price, and or a more unique meal. Especially for people that may have not heard us have this conversation over the years when this event comes up and everything. You might be hearing that list that Tom just gave us, and thank you for that, Tom. I'm like, well, I'm not going to find that at Culver's. I'm not going to find that anywhere. And that's a big part of this event, Mike, is offering people these unique meals that you couldn't get just anywhere else.
Well, the only time, James, before you'd ever get this, it'd be at some rural location where they had a fish and game club or something that had a wild game feed. But those are rarer and rarer nowadays. And I know there used to be one at Babcock years ago. Maybe it's still going. I don't know. But it's one of those things that we kind of specialize in because basically the people that we represent back from the Wakely period were eating most of these same foods. They were, you know, when we talk about trapping beavers or something like that, they didn't waste that meat. There's no way they wasted that meat. They were making use of that meat besides selling the hides or whatever for use for hats or whatever. So we're basically replicating what the Wakelys would have done. That's why we call it, you know, Wakely's Winter Feast.
Because this is based on, this really is the winter, midwinter parties they used to have.
Right.
I always find this really interesting, this part of it.
Yeah, they used to have cotillions where they invited people, usually in February, you know, after the January thaw, they were getting a little cabin fever, whatever you want to call it, and they wanted to get out of the house and have a good time, so they'd have some music, some dancing and that sort of thing. They'd have a big feed, and some people would stay overnight, of course, in the inn, and the other people would go home that night. But they'd stay overnight, and then they'd give them a big breakfast on top of it. Now, folks, we're not giving you a breakfast because we got to be out of there by about 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. So, yeah, or and, 9 o'clock.
And after as many hours as we spent there, we almost feel like that's our second home after a while.
Right.
But we're trying to replicate as close as we can to what the Wakeleys actually had going in their time and period, because we see newspaper articles about the cotillions they had in February and all this. And the beauty of it, too, is now we've got, James, and especially the last 4 or 5 years, we've got Wakely relatives coming back and joining
awesome.
Us, some from Minnesota, some from Utah, you know, different places they're coming from. And they come every year to join us and take part in this and celebrate their ancestors.
Yeah.
We are talking with Mike and Tom from the Historic Point Basso about Wakely's Winter Feast coming up Saturday, February 15th, 4 o'clock gathering. 4:50 will be the dinner, and this is taking place at the beautiful Nakusa Community Center. And guys, you've mentioned this a little bit here and there, but I wanted to take a beat to just thank the people that have volunteered, the people that have volunteered meats for this.
Oh, yeah.
A big thank you to the community and to all the people that have helped out.
Yeah, especially volunteers to prepare this meal. A lot of people that we only see maybe once or twice a year. I mean, they're not regular volunteers all the time. There's many of those, of course, but there's some people that just come to help out once or twice a year, and that's usually one of the events that they come and help out at.
There's hundreds of hours.
Yeah, yeah.
The planning for the next one begins as we're doing pots and pans at this one.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. We talk honest to God, that's how it starts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talk about what went really well, what didn't go so well, and how can we change it, and what, of course, we're always listening to feedback from the audience there to find out what they thought really they really liked this or didn't or whatever. And so we always try to massage it a bit from year to year.
Yeah, there was the number of people that we get to come in. I've been calling, like you say, some of the ones that we see, not every week, like some, although some of them. I mean, we have a work group that meets every Monday.
Mm. And most of those people will be there.
Yeah. And they're there to work almost every Monday of the year. I would say well over 40 weeks a year, they're there.
And we've been picking rocks lately, James, and Don Matthews and myself. And then we've had help with, with having them carted over by the tractor or something. But Don and I have been personally picking them. And I woke up the other day and I felt like a little bit like Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, hey, holy cow, I'm going back in time even further than the Wakeleys, I guess.
Well, and you guys help not only keep history alive and give us such perspective and reminders of these things and pride we can take in this. And historical accuracy is becoming more and more important to communities and people out there. And you guys are better than just about anybody at this and doing that. So much so that your prices are even in the past, as far as the charging, you brought this up before about the where it went from 10 to 20 now, and 15 to 20, yes.
And it's been that way for 10 years not 10 years at 20, but it was 15 up till probably about 7 or 8 years ago. Then it went to 20, but you know, at the gate or at the door, it's 25. Just we have to upcharge, and then Tom always, I always go to Tom and I say, Tom, we got 6 more people, can we do it? And after a while, he said, don't do that to me. We can't put any more water in the soup.
Don't do loaves and fishes. I mean, I can't do that. It's way above my pay grade.
It speaks to the popularity of the event, but it also to the going above and beyond like you guys do over there, keeping things affordable for families so that they can attend these events, they can be a part of them, is a key part of what you do over there. And it's always appreciated, and I always like to bring a note to that. That's done in... We got to keep the lights on. We want to keep this this great organization going and everything. At the same time, you want it to be accessible for people, and I really admire that.
Yeah, we always, and you know, James, as we talked about in the past for our different events, certainly not all those that are off-site, but on-site, we always try to keep that children's admission down to like $2 or something. We want to make it so it's family-friendly. You can bring your whole family. If you got 6 kids, you're not going to cost you a fortune or anything like that, And then, of course, we encourage during the regular time of the year to get a family membership, because then you can come for the whole year for the price of the membership. Yeah. So, but, of course, the Winter Feast is off-site and doesn't count on it.
One thing that doesn't count. But other than that, you come to 2 events, with a family, you're way ahead.
Well, and you know, to parents out there, especially, you know, my mom would have loved this back in the day. My sister and I would complain about having meatloaf every Thursday or something like that. Like, take us to this event. You're going to try some different stuff. You're going to have some different things to. And that the conversation of that, the meeting of people. Tom, you brought this up earlier about running into people when early on and stuff, seeing people maybe you haven't seen in a while or making new friends or anything. We have less and less opportunities for that in our society. We need events like this.
And I think, James, especially since COVID, we have a tendency to be more isolated. And of course, that's part of the problem with the depression and everything else that's going on in society today. This is a time to come out and celebrate. I think 1 year during COVID, we didn't do the Winter Feast, but otherwise, we did every time. We took a little break there. But it's time to come out and meet your neighbors. The beauty of this event also, as James, is that at least 50% of those people come almost every year. Oh, yeah. Now, there is new people come in, and that's very, very important. But I can guarantee you, if you sit down at a table, you'll be fast friends in a short time period of time.
Mike, if people want to get tickets for this event, where can they get them?
We've got them at Family Natural Foods, Beaver's Dime Store in Nakusa, and also at Daily Drug. And we'll have them there probably up until about 2 or 3 hours before the evening. So come in, or if you can't pick up tickets, call and have them reserved for you, and we'll hold them at the door for you. We've done that too also for many people.
We're going to be at the Winter Market at the Moravian Church on Saturday from 9 to 1. So if you want to stop down and check out the Winter Market, we'll have tickets there too.
Yes. Come on down, check out the
venues. That was kind of a new venue for us, and Tom kind of came up with that. And surprising, I've been pleasantly surprised. I went to the Winter Market a few times, but they got a nice turnout and a lot of regulars and a lot of new people and some great vendors down there.
Yep, so
While you're checking that out this weekend, pick up your tickets for the Historic Point Boss's weekly Winter Feast coming up Saturday, February 15th. 4 o'clock gathering, 4:50 dinner will kick off over at the Nakusa Community Center at 416 Crestview Lane in Nakusa. Keep in mind as well, everybody, they're always looking for good volunteers and people that want to be a part of the great nonprofit, the great organization, and the things they're doing over there at the Historic Point Boss. You can find out more by going to their website, historicpointboss.com, historicpointboss.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well, and share their posts on your page. You may never know who might see them that wouldn't otherwise. Guys, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks, James. And WFHR.
Appreciate the time. Again, check them out online, historicpointboss.com. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more Midday Magazine for you here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, did you know politicians think about what they're going to make for their Super Bowl parties just like we do? Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I'm joined by State Senator Melissa Radcliffe. We talk Super Bowl and some politics. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are meeting at the White House. Trump just addressed reporters in the Oval Office.
Everybody's demanding one thing. You know what it is? Peace. We want peace. We want people to stop being killed.
CBS's Chris Livesay is in Tel Aviv.
The thing that the Netanyahu administration is trying to get out of this meeting more than anything else is pressure on Hamas to release more of the hostages and to, you know, keep this ceasefire going.
Trump is suggesting Palestinians from Gaza be permanently settled somewhere else. White House National Security Advisor Michael Waltz says there'll be more talks on that.
King Abdullah is coming to visit the president next week. We just had a call with President Sisi. President Trump is absolutely engaged on the issue.
Outside the White House, protesters chanted Israel out of Palestine. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. It's Flood Insurance Awareness Week in Wisconsin, a time to take a good look at the importance of the increasing risk and appropriate coverage needed. Brittany Merlot has more.
Flood insurance is an important tool to prevent financial vulnerability from flooding, and most homeowners and renters insurance policies do not cover flood damage. All it takes is 1 inch of water to cause around $25,000 in damage. And this can be devastating if you don't have the right insurance. And Wisconsinites are eligible to purchase federal flood insurance, even for properties not in designated special flood hazard areas. On average, 40% of National Flood Insurance Program claims happen outside of those zones. Homeowners and renters can purchase a private flood insurance policy to protect their homes and belongings if your agent sells flood coverage. Otherwise, visit floodsmart.gov to learn more. And there's usually a 30-day waiting period before NFIP policies go into effect. So signing up now ensures that you'll have coverage by the time the spring showers start to hit the state.
There's a primary election coming up on February 18th for state superintendent of public instruction and some local races. The ballots that were initially mailed out for the primary election in the town of Rome have an error on them. New ballots will be sent out today with the correct information. In the section for town board supervisor, it should say, vote for not more than two. If you received a ballot in the mail and it does not state type B on the ballot below the ward numbers, please throw away that ballot. If you've already filled it out and sent it back, it will be processed on election day. If both ballots are returned, the ballot with type B will be counted and the other